So the Bible is telling us, with the staff that is in my hand, this is now Moses talking, I will strike the water of the Nile, and it will be changed into blood. The fish of the Nile will die, and the river will stink. The Egyptians will not be able to drink its water. So they're going to have three different problems: hunger, thirst, and a smell that is stinking all over Egypt. All so that he could draw their attention towards him. Let's find out. We sometimes may wonder, when God has given you food, why should you thank God for food? I think it's a pity when this becomes just a practice that we do as Christian culture, and not realize that thanking God for food, and it's ready and it's on the table, is reminding yourself that the whole process, from the planting to the growing to the cooking to everything, the hand of the Lord was in it. If he wants us to go hungry, the food could even pour at the table and you have nothing to eat. Or earlier could cook and burn. So that you need to turn and realize it's not a joke, that it's not our hands and our efforts, it's not our good equipment in the kitchen that feeds us. That the whole process is because God's blessings and God's favor is with us. So we need to start thanking God seriously for even what he has provided, and it sounds like our hands did it.